Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Texas will now put up the Ten Commandments in public schools. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's really exciting to see these various states. I think this is the third one now that has passed a law to put the Ten Commandments in public schools. And, you know, it's not particularly just a religious thing. This is a historical thing. Our country was based on these Ten Commandments.
Yeah, the country was clearly based on the Ten Commandments. The entire Western legal tradition was shaped by the Ten Commandments. Certainly American law and government are shaped by the Ten Commandments. This is the basis of the rule of law, and it shaped our common law. It shaped our statutory law. In fact, when you go to the United States Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., there are 50 displays or so, both inside and outside of the United States Supreme Court, of the Ten Commandments. It's the most prominent display of any displays, both inside and outside of the United States Supreme Court.
Absolutely. And you see that, you know, you read the Ten Commandments and you think about the various, our various laws are based on those. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven image. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not. I mean, on and on. Our laws are based on those Ten Commandments.
Well, and some of the laws, like ones that you just mentioned, thou shalt have no other gods before me. In fact, you may think, well, how did that affect American law and government? Well, if you go back to the 12 of the original 13 colonies, they adopted all 10 of the Ten Commandments into their laws. And the idea of monotheism, one God, clearly shaped a Western civilization coming from the idea of the Jewish people, that there is only one God, not these different multiple kinds of gods that some have, you know, nefarious reasons to act and some have other kinds of lustful reasons to act. No, under this, there is one God. You can depend upon that one God. That one God is the creator of all. And that is reflected in the Declaration of Independence, that we are endowed by our creator, among which he has endowed us with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Absolutely. And so this Texas law will take effect on September 1st. The governor finally signed it. We were waiting, waiting, waiting. He finally signed it, along with, I think, a couple other hundred bills at the same time. And so Texas joins Louisiana and Arkansas with recently enacted laws since 2024. As the law reads, the durable poster or framed copy of the Ten Commandments must be a size and typeface that is legible to a person with average vision from anywhere in the classroom. The sign must be at least 16 inches wide by 20 inches tall. The law also allows schools to accept private donations to meet this requirement and may use district funds to purchase the displays.
Yeah, it says very few documents in the history of Western civilization, and even more so in American history, have had a larger impact on our moral code or our legal code and just our culture than the Ten Commandments, said State Senator Phil King, one of the bill's primary sponsors. The bill also included an amendment requiring the state attorney general to defend schools and pay for any lawsuits stemming from the law. The law could face legal challenges, no doubt, probably will. Louisiana's law has faced challenges. It's gone up to the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And a three-judge panel actually upheld the lower court's ruling that stated the unwanted exposure of government-mandated religious displays violate the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. Now, this Court of Appeals decision really distorts two cases out of 2022. One is our case, Shurtleff versus City of Boston, and the other is the Coach Kennedy case, a case in which we filed an amicus brief on. And the concurring opinion, one of the judges in this case, actually even questions whether the Supreme Court actually overturned Lemon. And yet, you can't be more clear in these two cases that Lemon has been rejected and overturned. And then they go on to say, well, even if Lemon was overturned, the 1980 Stone versus Graham opinion was not. Well, Stone versus Graham comes out of the state of Kentucky. It's a very odd case. During the petition asking the court to review the case, which the court usually says yes or no, most often says no, they're not going to review a case. If they do say yes, they will review a case, then you have briefing on the merits and you have oral argument. But in this stage of the petition in Kentucky, the U.S. Supreme Court used the petition without briefing on the merits, without oral argument, to issue a generic ruling that posting the Ten Commandments in a Kentucky classroom violates the First Amendment Establishment Clause. It's an odd decision. It was out of the ordinary. Frankly, it has no good precedent anymore. It's been overruled. And the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said, well, that case may still say that you can't post the Ten Commandments. Obviously, these decisions, these issues will percolate back up to the United States Supreme Court. Louisiana may be the first to get there, but Texas, along with Arkansas, now those three states have laws saying something very similar. And this is all post-2022, post our Shurtleff case, post the Kennedy case that overruled the 1971 Lemon versus Kurtzman decision.
You know, I appreciate your legal perspective and all that, but think about also from a cultural and Christian perspective, why, even if you weren't a Christian, why would you not want your child reading and learning the Ten Commandments in a public classroom? Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. But yet these public schools are pushing this other agenda, whether trying to get them to be sexually promiscuous, they're trying to push the gender ideology on them. It does not make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, as you mentioned.
Thou shalt not steal.
Not steal, not bear false witness.
Thou shalt not murder. Yeah.
Not murder, not to covet. Yeah, there's a lot. Honor your father and your mother. You know, why would you not want a lot of these
posted? I don't
posted?
Get that. Yeah.
But, you know, the interesting thing is that in Stone versus Graham, the 1980 opinion, they said in that opinion that the children in the classroom might actually look at these Ten Commandments and be induced to follow their dictates.
And say, amen, hallelujah to that. They might
learn.
And
therefore, that would be an establishment of religion. So they might actually say, you know what? We ought to honor our moms and dads. Oh, that's a bad thing, right? Oh, we shouldn't kill. We shouldn't commit adultery. We should not steal. They might be induced to follow the dictates, and that somehow is an establishment of religion. The fact of the matter is, the Ten Commandments are imprinted in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
When we were litigating the Ten Commandments in the early 2000s, and we've litigated cases all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, I argued the very first Ten Commandments case. That was the first Ten Commandments case ever argued at the United States Supreme Court because the Stone versus Graham was never argued, never briefed. Our case in 2005 out of Kentucky was the first one to be argued, and also another one out of Texas involving Governor Greg Abbott. He was then the Solicitor General, the Attorney General back then.
And how did that one go?
The Supreme Court upheld the Texas monument, a 6-foot-tall granite 2-ton monument of the Ten Commandments. And then in the Kentucky case, the court went the other way, 5-4, using Lemon. Using Lemon. Didn't use Lemon in Texas, used Lemon in Kentucky, argued the same day, decided the same day.
Well, they pull it out when they think it's appropriate, right?
And that was the last time they ever used Lemon until we got it overturned in 2022.
Right. Hallelujah.
So the thing is, though, that the Ten Commandments, when we did the research on here, I was actually amazed and surprised how widespread the Ten Commandments is. And it's no wonder why. It is a symbol of law.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on, like, say, a Google research and you search for the Ten Commandments of, and then you put an ellipsis, Ten Commandments of whatever, you'll find thousands, thousands and thousands of articles that have the Ten Commandments in the title, like the Ten Commandments of Gardening. The Ten Commandments of Motorcycle Mechanics, the Ten Commandments of Building a Better Driveway, whatever it is. Why do they have that? It's because it stands for the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
And it has always been the rule of law. And that's why you see it in the courthouses. You see it in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. For the seal of that court, it has the Ten Commandments in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals seal. And that's one of the oldest seals of the Federal Court of Appeals in the country.
Some of these judges, I might encourage them to recite those before they go into court.
Originally there was a judge a long time ago, a state court judge, that actually required juveniles that were, you know, committing crimes to learn the Ten Commandments. And he found that the behavior rate actually improved because they learned the Ten Commandments.
And the same thing would happen with adults.
Absolutely. Well, we're posting these in schools. We ought to be posting them in
every
your
school,
home.
Yeah.
And also in your churches as well. For more information, we have Ten Commandments that you can obtain at Liberty Counsel, a nice framed matted format. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.